All right, we're back here with Dean Beyer, wildlife research biologist for the Predator-Prey Study. And Dean, thank you again for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So in our last chat earlier this hour, we were talking about how you've completed phase one in the low snowfall zone. You're in year three of the mid snowfall zone. You still have the high snowfall zone to complete or start even. And you kind of told us a little bit about what the study entailed. One part of the study, you identify four major predators, and maybe you can kind of tell us about each of those predators in a nutshell, what you're finding so far, thus far into the study.
Sure. So there's four species of predators in the UP that are capable of taking white-tailed deer, especially fawns. And as you mentioned, they're wolves, coyotes, bobcats, and black bears. And in phase one of the study in the low snowfall zone, we found that coyotes were the most important predator of fawns as well as adult deer in that landscape. And that probably surprises a bunch of people because for a couple reasons. One, people expect wolves to be a more important predator. And in that particular landscape, what we found is that wolves were actually being subsidized by livestock carcass dumps. So we didn't expect to find as many livestock carcass dumps on the landscape as we did. And in following our GPS-collared wolves, what we learned is that they were utilizing those carcass dumps to a great extent. Hmm. And so coyotes are also more abundant than wolves in that landscape. In that landscape, we estimated that there were just under one coyote per square mile compared to only about 0.03 wolves per square mile. So a big difference in the abundance of those two predators. Now, bobcats were interesting in that the kill rates of an individual bobcat were the highest of all four species on fawns. Bobcats killed more fawns per individual than the other three species of predator.
Really, more than black bears?
Even more than black bears.
Wow.
Especially more than black bears. And the important thing to understand, though, is that, again, there were relatively few bobcats on the landscape. So from a population-level standpoint, even though bobcats as individuals were killing lots of fawns, as a predator species, it wasn't as important as coyotes because there were relatively few of them on the landscape. And our estimate of bobcat abundance was only about 0.08 bobcats per square mile, so relatively few. Now, black bears in that particular landscape were also not a real important predator on fawns. Only contributed about 5% of the total fawn mortality to black bears. And we think that was likely because it was a mixed forest agricultural area. So there was a lot of other things for bears to feed on in that area.
And that was kind of where I was leading. I mean, are you anticipating different results as you move further into the higher snowfall zones?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we already have some preliminary results from the mid-snowfall zone that suggest that black bear predation increased over that in which we saw in phase one. So there wasn't as much agriculture in this second study area, so bears were actually killing more fawns than they were in the first phase.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this kind of plays out, and we appreciate it if, you know, maybe we could get an update from you down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Dean Beyer, wildlife research biologist for the Predator-Prey Study here in the Upper Peninsula. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
This is The Outdoor Show.